Three major tourism bodies have teamed up to attract more Australian visitors to their regions, and they're hopeful others may suit. Australia made up 40% of all overseas tourists pre-pandemic. That's now recovered to just over 80%, but industry leaders are keen to fill the gap. They've gathered in Wellington for their annual forum. Our tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Clint Hearn from Flight Centre Travel Group Australia says droves of Aussies want to travel. It's just a question of where.
So we're there. We're single and we're ready to mingle. It's just who we're going to mingle with. Aussies will spend. It's going to be a classy date, and we're willing to get it out and really put in the effort at that one. But we're looking for bucket list destinations, and how do we make sure that we're really ramping that up?
He says New Zealand isn't just competing with other international destinations for the Australian tourist.
I think with cities, you need to be really clear with what you're offering. You're competing against Brisbane, you're competing against Melbourne, sporting capital, we would say, of the world, competing against Adelaide, going really hard after, you know, food and beverage. That's what people are doing, and we can do that without a passport a lot cheaper.
The latest figures show that almost 1.3 million Australians came here in the 12 months to February 2024, about a quarter of a million fewer than in 2019. Auckland Airport Chief Customer Officer Scott Tasker says the love isn't being shared equally around the regions.
Australian resident arrivals into Queenstown Airport have been very strong, with 117% recovery overall of Australian arrivals, compared to a 77% recovery seen at the other three main airports, Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch.
Auckland Airport and promotional agencies Rotorua NZ and Tataki Auckland Unlimited have signed a memorandum of understanding to focus on attracting more Aussie tourists to the region with joint investments and campaigns. Airport Chief Executive Carrie Hurihanganui hopes to see more Australians landing and staying longer in her region.
Our aim is that flying to Auckland, visiting the Auckland region, as we've just been talking about, and then travelling to Rotorua becomes a popular itinerary choice for Aussie travellers looking for the ultimate Kiwi getaway, and ideally make that 2 to 5 days in there, slightly longer, possibly.
Tataki Auckland Unlimited Destination Director Annie Dundas says more collaboration between regions is key.
Really highlight experiences in our key regions that are different from what Australians can perhaps have. If I think of Auckland, a day to Waiheke Island, having wine and zip lining is something that most people in Sydney couldn't do of a 40-minute ferry ride.
Ian Ganner from Accor questions why the industry seems fixated on just getting back to 2019 levels.
I think we should be lifting our gaze a bit as well. And let's talk about the need for us to revert back to Australian numbers in 2019 is long out the window. I think we need to double it, to be honest with you, over the course of the next few years.
Cruise Association Chief Executive Jackie Lloyd says there's plenty of room for growth in her sector.
We were expecting 360,000 visitors to New Zealand by cruise. Half of those are Australian, so they are coming to experience all those wonderful things that we have. I think the opportunity is using this market as a repeat visitation.
Industry leaders will be meeting again today at the country's largest international tourism business event, Trends.
That's Tess Brunton with that report.